So this is Lincoln College, Oxford, and this is the college that Rishi Sunak attended. Came up in 1998 from Winchester College, where he was head boy. And here's the coat of arms of Lincoln. So it's founded in the 14th century by Richard Fleming, who was the Bishop of Lincoln. It's something to do with the Abraham Lincoln. You can see there the mitre and the bishop's hat. So John Wesley, who founded the Methodist Church, he was here. There was a Don at Christ Church, as in an academic. They've a few other quadrangles, and there he is. You see Wesley, got pride of place there, though they didn't really like him at first because he'd been the son of an Anglican clergyman. He split from the Church of England and set up his own denomination. So Rishi Sunak, he came here and he was studying philosophy, politics and economics, PPE, and he got a first. But he's rather anonymous at the time. He wasn't involved in the Oxford Union Society, as in the Debating Society of Oxford, and he wasn't involved in the Oxford University Conservative Association. Just put his nose in his books and make sure he got a double first so he could then go join Goldman Sachs, be a multimillionaire by the time he was 30. So the hall is this way, as in the dining room, and in the basement there is a bar, but Sunak is someone who's abstemious with regard to alcohol. They've always got a chapel. It's affiliated with the Church of England, like all these colleges. He's a Hindu, and there was a chaplain from Northern Ireland at the time. The rector of the college, and the head of the college at the time, was Dr. Eric Anderson, who has since been called to his reward. Dr. Anderson was previously headmaster of Eton. And so the rector's lodgings are close by. You can't see it from this angle, but over on the other side of that, there's an old church which is converted into a library because it's no longer used as a church. So this is the porter's lodge, as in the main entrance to the college. So I shall head out now and show you more of Lincoln from the exterior. Okay, so this hung out onto Turle Street, which is just outside Lincoln College. And if I turn around, then you'll see that was the porter's lodge of Lincoln I just came out of. Okay, the little tower there, little flagpole, but they rarely display the college flag. So this is the main site of Lincoln. They've also got the Oakshott Room, a lecture room for the famous 20th century conservative philosopher, Michael Oakeshott, who came here, who of course Sunak would have read about, and Michael Oakeshott saying society must be compared to a ship, and we have to say, what does everybody need on a ship? You want the ship to stay afloat first and foremost. We might do just debate, should it be sailing to the north or the south or whatever. We all agree it's got to stay afloat, whatever else. So we've got to make sure everybody has a minimum of food and water. Some may have more than others, but nobody's going to have below the minimum, or there'll be fights and things like that. So it's in society, we might disagree whether they're going to be left wing or right wing, but we want society to function, and we must make sure that there's a certain level below which nobody falls in terms of poverty. And so forth. I had to be a little bit pragmatic. Like any port in a storm, if there's a crisis, you mustn't be hidebound by ideology. Oh, laissez-faire. You do what's necessary to sort of keep the society going. So the porter's lodge, as I said, porters are like the security guards of the college. And coming up here to the rector's lodgings with all the scaffolding in front of it, as in the head of the college, that's where he lives. So far as I know, it's only ever been a man has held that office, though it is open to women.
Yeah, I do.
So Dr. Anderson held this from 1994 till 2002, when he moved back to Eton as provost, as in the live-in head of the Board of Governors, and he has served in that office for about 10 years. Right, and so Lincoln is a relatively small college. He's also got other buildings away from the main site because they can't all live in the college. There's just not enough room for their bedrooms. So the rector's lodgings, you see here, and right above the door, you see the mitre again, as in the bishop's hat, which is supposed to resemble a tongue of flame coming out of the heads of the 12 apostles at Pentecost when they met, and they're rather despondent some days after the ascension of our Lord into heaven. Looking into another little bit of Lincoln here, the main court is that direction, going around there towards the library. So it's an intimate, cosy college, not very grand and layout, but is very old. And this bit here used to be a pub. Unfortunately, it's turned into an extension of Lincoln in 2021. It didn't used to be. I mean, Lincoln owned it, but they rented it out to a pub in the old days. Okay, but that wasn't part of Lincoln in there. when Rishi Sunak was here. Carrying on down Tell Street, you see here this spire. This is, it was an Anglican church which closed for worship in the 60s and is now part of Lincoln as a library. But it's very wasteful with the space because I think there's no upper floor. I mean, church is very wasteful with these ridiculously high ceilings, for example. You see what I'm talking about in here? Yeah, you can see the book stacks in there. Anyway, so that gives you an idea what Lincoln College, Oxford is about. Sometime I'll get in, but you know, these things are like Fort Knox. In the good old days, as an undergraduate, you could just wander in and nobody would even look at you, but they're very security conscious these days. I can't think why. So Turl Street we're on. You can see on the right, that is Lincoln College. No doubt one day there'll be a Rishi Sunak room. He's not given any money. And there was an American visiting student there who had the best room in college because his dad gave loads of money to the college, but he wasn't actually properly studying there in the old days. I'm not sure what else you might want to know about at Lincoln. Not said to be fantastic at sports. Did anybody else go there who's achieved fame or fortune? I don't think so. Well, Prime Minister Sunak's good friend, Charlie Banner, KC, was a highly successful barrister. Wasn't he made a QC, as it was in the old days, a Queen's Counsel by the age of 37, the youngest QC in the realm at the time, and has since been ennobled as Lord Banner. So he's a Conservative peer. And that's about it. So, yeah, Sunak led his very virtuous life. Noticed for his industry, went into banking, and took a year off to do that MBA at Stanford, was it, where he met Akshata Murthy, the daughter of one of the richest men in India, because he runs Infosys as an information systems, India's major IT company. So she's got worth hundreds of billions of pounds. He's only worth about 30 million pounds. They got married, were blessed with a brace of daughters. And that's it. So the question is, what is Sunak going to do once he loses the election on the 4th of July? On a Thursday, as always it is. He'll resign probably the next day. And so this is around the corner, Brasenose Lane, but that's still a bit of Lincoln in there. You carry on going down here. Eventually, it's the end of Lincoln. I'm just trying to think, where's the last little bit of Lincoln? Because I thought, could he try and be Secretary General of the Commonwealth or President of the World Hindu Jewish Friendship Association? If there is such an organization, I think obviously bow out of politics. He'll almost certainly save his Richmond and Yorkshire constituency, one of the safest Conservative divisions in the realm. But I think he will think he's done partisan politics. Do something which is less stressful, more rewarding. It doesn't need to be remunerative. And at some point, Lincoln comes to an end, and then there's Brasenose, about where those spikes are up high. That must be the end of Lincoln. Okay, well, I hope you've enjoyed your Whistle Stop tour of Lincoln. I do hope to get in sometime, and another occasion I'll film Rishi Sunak's college, which is St. Edmund's Hall. Right, toodaloo everyone.